Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How's everybody feeling?
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
We've been asking you today, who do you blame? Do you blame Kirk Cousins, Zach Robinson, Michael Penix? When we talk about the fluidity of this offense and why is it that it couldn't look this way, yeah, that's what we're talking about. Like, there has to be a reason why we were not here before with all the things that we saw last week. And again, I think it's going to increase. I think some of the things you saw last week, they're going to improve on. They're going to get better with Cousins out there because he's the guy now. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to play to his strengths, Mike. 404-726-0929. That is the phone number for you to join us.
Guy just asked me on Twitter. He says, hear me out. He goes, can we still make the playoffs or win the division? Well, yeah. I mean, the Bucs are leaking. The Bucs have got their own issues. They've been without their best wide receiver all season. Bucky Irving's been hurt.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Now it's an AC joint. It's the non-throwing shoulder. But if you go back and look at it, now we're not exactly directly in sync where the Bucs were, but we were 6-3. I want to say they were 5-4-6 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, one team went one way, we imploded, they went the other way. If we win out, if Kirk Cousins and this new and improved under center offense continues to do its job, because the defense is great, you know, it's fantastic, taking leaps and bounds. You know, you've got Seattle, the Bucs, the Cardinals, the Rams, the Saints. Now, the Rams look like the number one seed in the NFC. That might be a too difficult a task, but that's going to be here. You got them coming to us.
Right.
So, no, stranger things have happened. It would be a hell of a – and by the way, I know sometimes there's all sorts of Falcon fans. There's guys like us that like bellyache and complain because you're so frustrated over the years. And there's the eternal optimist. And, yes, we want to win every game. We want to win every freaking – I went to Berlin. I didn't go 4,000 miles, Carl, to watch them lose to the Colts. We want to see these guys do it. And there's certainly some elements in place. The defense is – this is the best this defense has played on this team. You got to go back to maybe 2017, right? Or 2018 before the injuries.
For sure.
And that's not hype. These young players are really having a huge impact.
Well, and this is why the season is not over, as though we've said, technically, mathematically, it's not over, even though it feels like it when you're in a 5-game losing streak. But to Mike's point, the problem is you've gotten swept now by Carolina, and you're going to need some help there if you're going to get back and try to win this division. You need Carolina to continue to fall apart. And by the way, last night they lost to the 49ers. Right? So then you get into these common opponents and all that kind of stuff. But the answer to your question, sir, is yes. It's possible. They could. As crazy as it sounds, they absolutely could. And that is why we have not gone away and just said, well, not going to talk about it anymore, because number one, that's dumb. Number two, the season is technically not over. But number three, all of a sudden, we got all this stuff, man, that's going on with our team. And I've said this. You guys want to walk away and, oh, I'm done and all this stuff. And it's frustrating. But this thing is getting even more interesting by the day.
Right. As we said, the Buccaneers, and we'll get a chance toe-to-toe with the Bucs. The problem is, guys, losing to Carolina kills you, you know, in the division. I mean, that just wrecks you. You know, we talked about, you know, that the game against the 49ers, which I still think we should have won. Patriots game, remember the field goal kicker comes in to play in that one, our second field goal kicker of three. So, and another thing, you know, Zane Gonzalez hit a 56-yarder. They were able to execute the, you know, the 12-second rule call, get the field goal team out there, get the job done. So, special teams, that's another thing. If we're going to win these games, we have got to tighten up special teams. They can't be setting guys up on the 50-yard line at least once or twice a game, which we seem to do. They got to do the small details have got to get picked up by the squad. That's part of it.
It is. You know what's funny? We were talking about the Bills, and you know, they came in here, and it was like our biggest win at the time of the season. Maybe it will be. I don't know. Maybe we beat the Rams.
Lesser off that Bills team, though.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. The Rams may be the bigger win if you're able to pull that off. But the Bills signed Brandon Cooks. He was cut, remember, by the Saints. Waived by them on Saturday. Cleared waivers Monday. And they have added him. So it just tells you, like, the Bills, as much as they've invested, they're still not a complete team. They're willing to roll the dice, Mike, and try to get some more help. They've elevated Gabe Davis from the practice squad for the past two games. They're just trying to – they signed Mecole Hardman this month. They are trying to find something for Josh Allen on the outside. And, you know, Keon Coleman, yeah, he's been a healthy scratch the past two games. Mike, there's something going on there. Disciplinary issues. So – when you talk about the Bills, the offense is stagnant because it's like Josh Allen and then, all right, if James Cooks is not getting the ball, who's stretching the field for them? Who's their go-to guy? That just tells me there's something happening there with the Bills that, like, when we played them, it was like, okay, great. They're winning. Their team looks like a Super Bowl contender. I don't know, Mike. I really don't. And the Keon Coleman thing is weird.
Yeah, he's missed some meetings, you know, whether it's three strikes, you're out. Or look, Sean McDermott, I think he is definitely a hardline kind of guy, you know, and he's not monkey. Remember how the whole Stephon Diggs soap opera played out a couple years back?
Yep.
But in the case of Keon, like, I watched Keon at Florida State, tremendous athlete. He's kind of he's got to grow up. That's part of it. Because they need those players down the field that can make those kind of – he's not a burner, but he makes uncontested catches. I mean, he makes the contested catches. He can do all the things, you know, like a poor man's Drake, you know, but he's – got to keep his head on his shoulders, and he's not doing that up in Baltimore. They're not waiting for him.
Y'all know what's crazy?
In Buffalo, I should say. Baltimore, by the way, sorry, meant to mention real quick, as bad as it's looked for us, now granted Lamar Jackson is a force of nature, but look where they are right now. And the Steelers are going the other way in that division.
Yeah, the thing with the Ravens, though, they just needed to get healthy, and they needed a quarterback back. Once Lamar gets out there, it's a different animal. But you know what's crazy? Drake May's thrown for more yards than Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott, Daniel Jones, Matthew Stafford, Drake May. That's crazy.
He had a full year under his belt to learn. What if Michael Penix Jr., if you don't sign Kirk Cousins, give Michael Penix Jr. that year of development. Maybe Zach gets some things right. Maybe Zach's on the sideline last year. Maybe things change. They evolve. Or maybe Zach isn't the right guy to develop a young quarterback. But imagine Drake May took his lumps last year, Carl.
Yeah.
And then this year, by the way, he gets Josh McDaniels. He gets a hell of an offensive coordinator to play to his strengths.
Yeah, it's just it's nuts to think that he leads a league in yards passing. Nobody's having a better season than Matthew Stafford, guys. Nobody. 30 touchdowns, 2 picks. This dude's been insane this year. And, Mike, he's also revitalized Davante Adams. Remember we thought Davante Adams was washed? Psych. He's not. He's catching touchdowns every single week. And it's just like Matthew Stafford right now at his age is doing incredible things. I only point that out to get back to, you're right, our quarterback. And the development of where he's at compared to other guys in this league that we want to compare him to, whether it's Bo Nix or Drake May, it's like, okay.
J.J. McCarthy now, they're considering him a bust already. This is his first year as a starter because he was injured last year. And, you've seen the articles that have been written nationally. But in Minnesota, I mean, they're struggling at the position, Carl, and there's god-awful.
Yeah.
And that's where he is right now. You know, the other thing, I went back, we were talking about, you know, earlier in the year, and I mentioned about, you know, getting Zach down on the sideline. And you know, people were chirping, well, we beat Minnesota. You realize we kicked 5 field goals in that Minnesota game?
Feels like forever.
We had one touchdown. So it wasn't like we were a Swiss watch, okay? The defense carried the day in that game.
Yeah, they've been doing their job. Do your job. Hey, man, find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes. And, of course, you can find the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929 and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. See Purdy last night, by the way? 3 picks.
Yep.
You see Purdy? telling you, Mac Jones, man. He can do everything Purdy can do.
Would you be interested in Mac Jones in the offseason?
Mike, he can play.
Would you be interested in Mac Jones here?
I need a steady hand if my quarterback is not going to be available to start the season and if Kirk Cousins, who's under contract, is not going to be here, seems like a dumb thing.
We don't have anything to give. We don't have a first-rounder or whatever they'd ask for him. He's under contract.
He's elevated his status. Right. There's no doubt with the way he's played in 49 and land. But yeah,
he's restricted, what's his story?
Purdy had 3 picks last night.
He's got 1 more year in San Fran now. Mac Jones does.
Yeah, you know why? Because they know he's as good as this guy that started last night. They win the game. Carolina was bad, by the way. And this is what's driving me crazy. How can Bryce Young be so good against us? And this dude barely threw for like $160 last night.
Yeah.
He threw another interception. You're like, he comes into our house and is just brilliant.
And by the way, how about Salah, all those injuries on defense, you know, with the 49ers? They've also got a situation they're not going to give Ayuk, see that, the bonus next year? They've already told Ayuk that he's going to be gone.
Well, Mike, they're not afraid to move on from guys.
No, they're not. But no, I needed like 5 points from Rico Dowdle. I had to sweat it, but he got it in my fantasy league. But yeah, the Carolina Panthers, if you didn't see it last night, anytime there would be some momentum, looks like they got some juice flowing, just that's what makes us, it's I know that you've made a good argument that the defense can only do what you can't expect it to be on the field.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Field for 40 minutes a game, but still, the way we've played against Bryce Young is pretty pathetic.
Well, is that game plan? I mean, the tackling was crap at the end. We know that. But I don't understand how they attack us, and then you see him against other teams, and it's like, he doesn't do crap. Right. He just doesn't show up.
We make him look like Fran Tarkenton in the games that Bryce Young plays against the Falcons.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.